8:10 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. It's time this Friday morning to go around PA's 75th. We're talking about the 75th District of Western Pennsylvania. And we do this around PA 75th with State Representative Mike Armanini, who has joined us on this Friday morning. Representative Armanini, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. Happy Friday to you, and happy last day of July, I guess.
It is the last day of July, and it is going to be a gorgeous day. We're just excited about it. I know that we were chatting here about some of our activities planned for the rest of the day and into the weekend, but it should be a great one for all our Connect FM listeners. And when we last talked, Representative Armanini, we were on the verge of a new state budget being enacted, and that did happen the following week. And we are going to kind of back up a little bit and talk about that. I would love to hear your thoughts about the budget for the Commonwealth and some of the good things that happened with that, because I know there had to be some compromise with Democrats holding majority in the House and in the stronghold of the Republicans in the Senate. But where were some of the strengths of that budget? And on the flip side, talk about some of the downsides of it.
Well, you know, of course, it was good to get this budget done and moving Pennsylvania forward, so we didn't have to worry about, you know, so many state related agencies and so forth that depend on that state funding, you know, coming monthly to them to be able to operate. They do not have to have any fears of what we put them through in the previous
budget
of last year of, you know, they're going to have to lay off, they're going to have to close down services, which is just terrible.
Yes.
And so that's one good thing that we were able to accomplish. You know, I would have to say with this budget, you know, compared to Governor Shapiro's original ask of around $55 billion and settling at $50.5 billion, I believe it is, that was good stewards of us conservative legislators in Harrisburg, you know, not just letting him run wild with spending. You know, so of course in this budget, we did, we were able to make sure education funding was secured. But we really do need to start looking at education in Pennsylvania, because we're putting a tremendous amount of money. I believe it's like $24,000 per student, which is extremely high.
Yes.
But if you're spending $24,000 per student, you better make sure you're getting a quality product out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have some areas that need to be looked at, addressed, that need to be tightened and need to be corrected and fixed to make education better.
Right.
We all both know just continually throwing money out is not
It doesn't fix anything.
No,
it sure doesn't.
So, but, you know, that was good that we were able to do with the educational funding. The other thing, of course, was we were able to reserve our rainy day fund. So that's not being touched at all.
Great.
That was a big accomplishment because, you know, that's your savings.
Yeah.
And it's okay to spend savings if you have money coming in to replenish that savings.
Sure, sure.
But in Pennsylvania, that's a problem. We really don't. Of course, the retirement support for our older teachers, police officers, and so forth, say retiring prior to 2001, they were able to get a cost of living increase. So that was good because they were really working for that for I know the 6 years I've been in the House, you know, that has always been an issue. So it's good that we were able to accomplish that, this budget. And, you know, of course, funding that's going to go into infrastructure and healthcare services. Those are things that, we are, you know, made sure that were addressed, and we were able to make sure that the funding that we need to make both of those, work, is available. You know, of course, there was a lot of flat funding, just for the fact that we do not have, you know, the revenue coming in. So I'd have to say, you know, some of the Negative parts of the budget is, we have unresolved policies. We weren't able to, what are we going to be doing with the skill games, mm-hmm. to create the tax. Mm-hmm. And, so that's something that, we need to enact here. I think we're down to about 54 days now. So, we need to get that put into place on sure. what we're going to do, with this. And that's been kind of quiet coming from Harrisburg. I've been receiving a lot of phone calls, of course, from all my, businesses and so forth.
The clubs that
now rely on those, games as part of their operating income. So, it's going to be a very delicate and difficult, maneuver on how this is going to come about. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to first present to us. That we can work on to try and make sure this works for everyone.
Sure. And some of those state court rulings recently have forced the legislature to get busy about some things, including yes. the skill games. But also there was another, I believe, Supreme Court ruling in the Commonwealth regarding second-degree murder. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. The Supreme Court came down and they ruled that the state's mandatory life without parole for second-degree murders was unconstitutional. Mm. And they gave us 120 days to act. And the last day to act on that was July 24th, to where we did go back to session for one day to discuss this bill. Unfortunately, the outcome from the House, was not what, was expected.
Yeah.
The bill that came from the Senate, came through bipartisan. Mm-hmm. He thought it was going to be a slam dunk, but for some reason, House Democrats, changed, that bill to, weaken sentencing, and, for opportunities for inmates to seek, early release with loopholes put into it. For an example, you could get a parole for a life-threatening health issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, the problem that they would not address is, what is life-threatening health issue?
Right. What kind of a health issue?
Exactly. You could have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. That is life-threatening.
Yeah.
So it was very vague, and it was just bad that they would, the bill that they presented was just giving criminals mm-hmm. too many opportunities to seek parole early.
Yeah.
And the thing that we have to remember, I always thought that laws were made to protect citizens, not
sure.
criminals.
Sure.
So this was very disappointing from them that the Senate bill 1400 came through, and it had very good language in it that set up measures to whereas after 35 years they could be eligible for parole. But the House bill was, there's really no time frame on it, yeah. So, and now it sits because it's back in the Senate and now it's in the hands of, judges and district attorneys on how they're going to incorporate this until, right. We can get this resolved. So. it's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's just, it's political games that you're not looking at victims. I can understand, unfortunately, if someone does commit a murder, they're remorseful and they, want a second chance. Mm-hmm. Well, when you made that, crime
yeah.
and took away, say, you took away someone's life. That family life will never be the same. Yeah,
they don't have regardless. A second chance.
They don't have mm-hmm. a second chance. You're absolutely yeah. right, Dan. They live every day with the loss of a loved one
right.
due to a murder.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate that the House decided to take what we could probably define as a soft on crime approach.
That's putting it politely. Yeah, yeah. You are correct.
Just wanted to get a quick update before we start talking about some fun stuff here for a little bit. But wanted to get an update, you know, a few months ago, especially as we went into the budget proceedings and everything, there were many proposals that you and others as part of the GOP in Harrisburg were offering some different proposals that would bring about some tax relief. You know, so it seems that one of the big battle cries is about quote unquote affordability. And I know there were some proposals, being bannered about that would bring some tax relief as far as utility bills were concerned and some other things. Is there any status report on those proposals?
Well, the only thing that I could say, for that right now is that the Republican House, policy committee, we are having hearings throughout the state, you know, promoting these tax advantages on, you know, how we should move forward to them. Of course, we're not scheduled back into session until the end of September. So everything right now is still sitting in committee. So
kind of in limbo,
and unfortunately, you know, are the majority Democrats going to pick up on this? Mm-hmm. You know, are they, wanting to work also to help Pennsylvanians? Mm-hmm. I hope so. So I know the closest one for me will be in Altoona that I'll be traveling at the end of August to be part of that panel to discuss, you know, on how these, bills that we're promoting to try and help, you know, affordability and get some extra money into, people's pockets.
Sure.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I mean, it's a ongoing, let's say battle.
Yeah.
Nothing is done quickly in government, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully, we can just get awareness of this and we can keep things moving with this. And hopefully the Democrats will want to also help everyone in Pennsylvania with their utility bills.
We appreciate that update and we'll stay in touch about it because it is an important issue.
It is.
Now, we love summertime around here and fairs and festivals and carnivals are all the rage here in our little corner of Western Pennsylvania. And I know, Representative Armanini, that you get heavily involved with the county fairs. And just a week and a half ago was the Clearfield County Fair. And I'm sure you had a part in that. And coming up, the other county you serve, Elk County, having their county fair starting on the 11th. Give us an update on both of those.
Yes. Well, the Clearfield Fair was a great time. We took a part in the parade on Monday, and that was huge. You know, that's one of the hugest parades that you have. And your goal is to always make it through.
It's a long path.
You know, with the candy that you're giving out. And we just about made it this year. Right. So next year we said we need to up the ante for that. But, you know, it was very good. Also got to spend some time just walking around the fair, you know, during the evenings and so forth. And it was nice seeing people out enjoying themselves. I did get to participate on Saturday in the livestock 4-H auction, to whereas I did buy a beautiful goat named Gary.
Yeah.
That the girl who raised it, Lauren, she wanted to keep it. So I'm happy to say that Gary is back on the farm.
All right.
But, you know, that was just amazing because the participation of the youth with raising these animals and then, you know, bringing them to the auction for bid. A lot of hard work, a lot of smiling faces. So it's a good feeling when you see agriculture and, you know, our local, quote, farmers, you know, working, striving, and the kids just doing well with it. So it was a good week. You know, here we go. We'll start the Elk County Fair on Tuesday, August 11th, which I get to participate in the opening ceremonies. And the one thing I really enjoy about Elk County Fair is, of course, originally being from Elk County.
Yeah.
I get to see a lot of family and friends there. And I always do my night of duty with my Elk County Farmers, where they have definitely the best milkshakes you'll ever have.
You'll be serving them up,
I'll
right?
I'll be serving them up. I mean, we're talking real whole milk.
Yep.
You know, real, ice cream from, I do believe they get it from the Brandy Camp Creamery, and the mm-hmm. milk comes from the local, you know, dairies right there. So they're just fantastic. So it'll be a busy night, but we always enjoy that with them, and, looking forward to that. And of course, all the activities and so forth that they'll have at the fair too.
All right. Super. And, the fair is always a big hit. And by the way, I saw a picture of you and Gary.
Yes.
And, Gary's a beautiful animal.
Yes. Yes.
He really is.
It, you know, it really is. It's amazing when you go there. They're friendly and they're just so soft.
Yes.
And it was good. And I always seek out, when I go to the livestock auctions, or should I say they seek me out, okay, because they know I'm the guy who wants to make sure they get their animal back.
Well, so,
and it works.
And that's nice that that young lady will be able to enjoy more time with Gary.
Yes, she'll be able to enjoy more time with Gary, and it was just a great event. I always enjoy that.
Super. Well, State Representative Mike Armanini has been with us on this Friday morning as we've had some time to go around PA 75th. Thank you so much, sir, and hope
Thank
you have
you,
a
Dan.
Fantastic weekend.
Yes, you too, and everyone listening. Thank you.